Tuesday, the 19th week of the ordinary time one. The first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verses 1-8. So Moses continued to speak the words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I am no longer able to go out and come in. The Lord has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan River. The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy the nation before you, so that you shall dispossess them, and Joshua will go over at your head, as the Lord has spoken. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land, when he destroyed them. And the Lord will give them over to you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes before you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you shall go with the people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their father to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1-14. At that time, disciples came to Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of the little ones, for I tell you that in heaven the angel always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If a man had 100 sheep, and one of them had gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 on the mountain and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he find it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of the little ones should perish. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Christ's disciples must be humble and protect the weak. Worldly people like to have position and authority to be known and to be served. Jesus required those who follow him must be humble and serve to enter the heavenly kingdom. Today's reading shows God love and protect the weak and the ones who put their trust in him. In the first reading, Moses advised the Israelites to completely believe in God and Joshua, the one whom God chose to replace Moses. He shall lead and guide them to the promised land, which God promised to their forefather. In the gospel, Jesus teaches his disciples to live opposite with the worldly standards to enter the kingdom of heaven. Second point, analysis. First reading. Moses prepared for the Israelites to enter the promised land. Third point. Moses said goodbye to the Israelites. Moses gathered all the Israelites and said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I am no longer able to go out and come in. The Lord has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. Moses was 80 years old when he led the Israelites out of Egypt. After 40 years, he was purified with them in the desert. He is 120 years old now. Old age and weak health prevent him to be the leader of the Israelites. To enter the promised land, the Israelites need a young and strong man. God and Moses have groomed for them this leader. Moses declared to the Israelites that they shall have two leaders. First, God shall be the principal leader. Moses and the Israelites knew very well that their power are not enough to oppose the power of the nations who are living in the promised land. Therefore, Moses guaranteed for them this important leader. The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy the nations before you, so that you shall dispossess them. Second leader, Joshua shall also be the leader to replace Moses. God acted according to human way. As he acted to Moses, he shall also act to Joshua, the new leader. Moses officially declared before the Israelites, Joshua will go over at your head as the Lord has spoken. Second point, Moses advised the Israelites to cross the Jordan River to enter the promised land. The Israelites must pass through the territories of two Amorite kings, Sihon and Og. Moses would like to use this victory to encourage the Israelites to put their complete trust in God. So Moses said to them, the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. And the Lord will give them over to you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Third, Moses advised for the Israelites. Moses knew the Israelites very well because he and they struggled together during their 40 years in the desert. He knew they are very weak when confronting dangers, so he said to them, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Second, Moses advised for Joshua his replacement. A wise and compassionate leader is the one who knows how to find his replacement and to repair people's hearts to accept him, not to hang on to his power, nor to leave it to people to choose an irresponsible leader. Moses roomed Joshua to replace him, and today he won the whole congregation of Israel to put their trust in Joshua. So he called him and told these words to him before all of them. "Be strong and of good courage, for you shall go with the people into the land which the Lord has shown to their father to give them. And you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Second, the gospel. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Third point. Humility is one of conditions to enter the kingdom of heaven. Third, human ambition. The disciples approached Jesus and asked him, "Master, who is the greatest in heaven?" They asked Jesus this question because they were so zeal to worldly values and standards, such as high position, fame, and power. The greatest one is the person who had a higher position and a greater power. For example, the king or the leader of a nation. We can see that the disciples' purpose when they followed Jesus is to govern with him. When Jesus recovered the Israel kingdom, this ambition was shown when the mother and her two sons, James and John, make a request to Jesus so that they can sit one at the right and the other at the left when Jesus reigns. The other apostles were indignant with the two brothers about this request. Second, the condition to enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus called a child over, placed it in their midst and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me." Two main ideas which Jesus wanted his disciples to understand here. First, the standards and values of the kingdom of heaven are different with what of the world. Secondly, to enter the kingdom of heaven, they must humble themselves and become like children. Second, the Good Shepherd. To help disciples to be familiar with the kingdom of heaven value and standard, Jesus continued to teach them two lessons. First, do not despise the lowly. See that you do not despise one of the little ones, for I say to you that the angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. The world pay attention to the high position, the power, and the rich. Jesus taught his disciples to love and to care for the small. This rich adjective used as a noun here is different with the noun used for a child above. This adjective has two meanings. Those who have a small figure, such as a child or a dwarf, those are not important, have no position in society, the poor, the illiterate. The second meaning is proper for this sentence. Jesus' disciples must be on the side of the people to protect and to care for them as God's children. Each of them had a guardian angel to protect for them before God. Whoever insults and causes damage to them, the guardian angel shall report to God. See Tobit chapter 3, verses 8 to 9, chapter 12, verse 12 to 14. Second, must search for the Lord's sheep. Jesus taught his disciples, what is the opinion? If a man have 100 sheep and one of them go astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the astray? And if he find a man, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of the little ones be lost. The worldly people pay attention to the crowd to be popular and well known. They are unable to understand why one leave 99 sheep on the mountain to look for the lost sheep. God as the Father love and care for us, especially to the one who get lost. He knew each one, love and care for each one, and shall not be satisfied until he find the lost one. He is only completely happy when he sees all sheep are gathered into one flock and under a good shepherd. Application in life. We must be humble to recognize our limitation so that we always rely on God's love and power, not on our strength. We must stand with the weak, the poor, the widow, and the orphan to help and to protect them. Amen.